Today is taken out of the book of Numbers, the 16th chapter, concerning Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And we find in the beginning of this chapter that Korah, who was the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, and the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and An, the son of Peleth, they rose up with certain men against Moses. They came before Moses with 250 princes out of the assembly, men that were famous in the congregation and renowned. They had names then. They were characters that were well respected. They were of the tribe of Levi. These Levites, they had been separated by God himself to minister in the tabernacle. They were blessed in this respect by God because they did not partake in that particular sin that Aaron led the people in when he made the golden calf. And now these Levites with Korah, Dathan, and Abiram rise up against Moses. And we find that they speak unto Moses and say unto him that he more or less had lifted himself up above the congregation, and that the whole congregation was holy, and that God dwelt amongst them all, and that he should have not lifted himself up against the congregation or above the congregation. This man, Korah, he was then a Levite, and he likewise ministered in the tabernacle. And now he was envious of the authority of Moses and Aaron, and he had an eye to become the priest instead of Aaron. And he gathered all these men together and made an uprising. He made a rebellion-like against Moses and Aaron. This rebellion, my hearers, is something that happens very often, even in churches, in assemblies. It happens very much in the world today that people get together, they have somebody to lead them, and they arise up against the authority that has been placed over them. This authority has been given by God. And where people rise up in this respect, they rise up against God who has placed this authority over them. Here we find these people rising up against Moses and Aaron and saying they had lifted themselves up above the congregation. Was this true? Had Moses and Aaron placed themselves over the congregation? No. God had placed these men there. They had not put themselves in this position. And now when these people came in this way, we do not find Moses rising up in rebellion against them, but we find Moses falling on his face before the congregation in an attitude of humility, praying unto God. I believe sincerely Moses, he called upon God and said, "What shall I do? Shall I defend myself against these people?" But God gave him the grace to submit unto these people, and he gave his case into the hands of God. He committed his cause unto him who had placed him over the congregation. And now we find that Moses, he speaks unto them and warns them and says to them, "Is it a small thing that God has chosen you, you Levites, to minister in the tabernacle and to conduct the service thereof, and that he has brought you near unto him? You are not risen up against Aaron and against me, but you are risen up against God." But they would not give heed to this warning. He likewise sends for Dathan and Abiram. These two men, they also were very indignant, and they were defiant against Moses and Aaron. For when he sent for them, they sent word that they would not come. They said that He had promised to lead them out of the land of Egypt to a land flowing with milk and honey. And instead, he had led them out of a land flowing with milk and honey, and he had brought them into the wilderness, and the promises that he had made were not fulfilled. They were very defiant, and they would not come up to Moses. And Moses, he had not led these people out of the land of Egypt, but God had done so. And the land of Egypt had not been a land flowing with milk and honey because it had been ravaged by the plagues and there was practically nothing left there. And now these men, Dathan and Abiram, they likewise were very angry with Moses and said that he had made himself a prince over them. Here we have then mutiny, we have rebellion and dissatisfaction amongst the Israelites. And this man, Korah, his name means proud. It means bold. It means frozen. And this is what he was at this particular time. He was lifted up in pride, and he sought the priesthood. And now we find where these men would not come out. We find Moses became very wroth. And he, instead of praying for Dathan and Abiram, he came unto God and said, respect not their offering, for I have not taken as much as an ass from them, and I have done them no hurt. Oh, what an awful thing it is, my hearers, when a servant of God, one that is so close to God, says to God, respect not their offering. How much better it would have been to my and your estimation had Moses fell on his face and prayed that God would forgive these men this sin. But it was not in the providence of God to give Moses to pray for them. And therefore he said that God should not respect their offering. And my hearers, we find that Moses, he calls these 250 princes and Korah to him and says, tomorrow, you get your censers and put fire and put incense in them and come to the door of the tabernacle. And God will show who is the man that he has set over the congregation and who is holy. Ye take too much upon yourselves, ye sons of Levi. And we find that the next day, these 250 princes with Korah at their head, they come up to the door of the tabernacle. And not only did Korah gather these princes together, but he gathered the whole congregation. He was pushing the matter. He was going to see whether God was with these men or whether God was with the whole congregation. He was for becoming high priest himself, this Korah. And now the next day we find them gathered together. And when this took place, the whole congregation coming up like that, and then the glory of the Lord appeared. And all the congregation saw the glory of the Lord appearing unto them. It was in some manner by flashes of light, probably of lightning. And we find that God speak unto Moses and Aaron, and he said unto them, step aside, and let me consume this congregation in a moment. Did they step aside? What would you have done? You had a whole multitude of people like that in front of you, and all rebellious as they were, and God ready to strike them. Wouldn't you say, well, let God do it? They get their just deserts? We find that these men were entirely of a different spirit, and they fell on their faces, Moses and Aaron, before God, and they began to pray and say, oh, God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall all the congregation perish because one man has sinned? Did God hear this prayer? Did he answer him? Verily he did. And he answered Moses and said, go up unto the congregation and tell them to separate themselves from these wicked men and from their houses and tents and from all what appertains unto them. Tell them to get away from them. And we find that Moses, he went up to them, and he said unto the congregation, "Get away from the tents of these wicked men, so that ye perish not in their sins." And now this congregation listened to the voice of Moses. They gave heed unto him, for they all fled from the tents of these wicked men. May I not direct this to you, my hearers? Oh, when you go up with the multitude to do evil, and then you know not how soon God may come down with his judgments upon this multitude. And where you go up with them, you may be consumed in the sins of others because you follow a multitude to do sin. Oh, go not up with any wicked men or with any wicked creatures. Oh, flee from them, my hearers. Oh, I would earnestly request you to flee from all sin. Oh, turn, my hearers, from sin, for iniquity most certainly shall be your ruin. It will be the reason why that God will bring his justice and his judgments down upon you. Moses pleaded with the congregation, and they listened. Oh, may I get your ear, may I get your heart. May you be given to turn away from all sin unto this good God, who set someone yet before you, who has yet love for your immortal souls, and who desires the salvation thereof. All my hearers, we find that Moses, he begins to speak. It appears that God had revealed unto Moses just what he was going to do. And Moses spake unto the multitude and said, "Now if these men die of the common death of all men, or they die the way all other creatures die, then God has not spoken by me, and God has not placed me over the congregation. But if these men die a death that no one else hath died like it, if the earth open its mouth and swallow them up, then it is proof that God has placed me over the congregation." And he no more than had finished speaking, my hearers, then the earth cleaved asunder. We find Dathan and Abiram and their wives and their children all standing in the doors of the tents, and the congregation in a great circle around them, wondering what was going to take place. Dathan and Abiram and Korah defiant, probably laughing, mocking, and suddenly the earth opened up, and they went down into hell very quick, alive, every one of them. The pit closed its mouth over them. Oh, what shrieking, what crying, what wailing must have took place when this happened in the midst of this congregation. Oh, how the people of Israel, the congregation itself, fled away from this terrible scene that was going on before their eyes. And they were afraid that they likewise would have been consumed in this pit which opens its mouth to consume all these people. Oh, my hearers, this brings us to the day of judgment when God is going to come to judge the quick and the dead. Oh, when the earth and everything that is therein will be burnt up, when the heavens will melt with fervent heat, and when Christ will come in the clouds to judge the quick and the dead, and when the trumpet shall sound, oh, what a day that will be, my hearers. Oh, then truly those that are still upon the earth, that we read they will pray to the mountains and to the rocks to fall upon them, to hide them from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne. Oh, what an awful day that will be. What weeping, what wailing, what crying, what shrieking will take place, my hearers, just as it took place here when the earth opened its mouth and consumed these sinners. Have you ever placed yourself in that great day, my hearers? Have you ever brought yourself there? You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. We're all going to be there. Not one excluded. Have you ever said to yourself, how will it go with me? Will I be shrieking? Will I be wailing? Will I be crying? All my hearers, it would be just if we all are there doing that, and God consumes every one of us. Oh, how is it with your immortal soul? Have you found Christ to be your friend in this life? Do you know him as your judge? Has he spoken to you? Has he come down into your heart with his spirit? Has he given you some tokens of his love, of his favor, something that you cannot forget, something that was so wonderful, so supernatural? Or has he marked you out from amongst the multitude? Do you carry a mark on you, my hearers? Are you separated from sinners in this life? Can you not go on any longer with the world and with sin and with the pleasures thereof? Oh, in that great day, this precious Jesus on this throne, he will pick you out. Oh, are you blood-bought? Then you will not perish. You will not be overthrown with the multitude. Oh, think of it, my hearers. Have you credentials? Are they clear? Will he look at them? Will he give his okay to it? Oh, how necessary in this life to be prepared, for death is coming, the judgment is coming, and all terrible it shall be to fall into the hands of a living God. Oh, he will be a consuming fire to each and every person outside of Christ. Oh, seek an interest, my hearers, seek an interest in Christ. This day may be yet far from us, but the day of death may be very near for each and every one of us. All these people, they saw something of the wrath and of the anger and of the great justice of God in punishing sin. And not only when this took place, something else came. A great fire from the Lord, lightning came down and consumed the 250 princes that were standing in the front of the tabernacle. They were immediately burned to death. Oh, and all their censers likewise were all heaped together where these men were consumed by the fire and burnt to ashes. And we find that Moses, by the commandment of God, was told to tell Phinehas, Aaron's son, to gather these censers together and to use them for broad plates upon the altar. And this was done for a certain reason, so that no one that was not of the tribe of Levi would be permitted to draw near and offer incense unto God. This censer, my hearers, was a metal container. It was ornamented, and they used a certain kind of incense to burn therein. You may read thereof if you are interested. In Exodus 30, it was mixed with various roots and herbs, and this incense was burned every morning and every evening by the priest. And no one was allowed to make any incense like this, for if they did, they would be put to death. And there was no one else but the priest that was to offer up this incense. And therefore this was given at this time by God himself, so that no stranger who was not of the spiritual tribe of Aaron, of the Levites, would draw near to offer incense unto God. My hearers, this teaches us likewise how many there are in the ministry that are not of the spiritual seed of our heavenly Aaron at the right hand of God. How many come and try to offer up incense unto God and are not accepted, for they are without his spirit. They have never been anointed by God. They have not been called and chosen and sent out into his vineyard. And therefore they are like Korah and his whole multitude. They likewise sought the priesthood. They were lifted up with pride. And so likewise these creatures, even in our day, how many we have that are offering up incense every day. And it's a stench in God's nostrils. It's a wonder that God bears with it. If you only think of all the Catholic priests who every day are offering up incense unto God, oh, it's a marvel that God spares them and does not consume them in their sins and in their iniquities, because they are not of the spiritual seed of Jesus Christ. And now we find after this all took place, my hearers, you would think that these multitudes of people were firmly convinced that God had chosen Moses and Aaron and set them over the tribes and over the head of the congregation. But what do we find the very next day? Oh, this teaches us too, my hearers. No matter what God brings down upon mankind and what judgments he visits them with, oh, the old nature remains rebellious. It remains enmity against God. So it was in these Israelites. They came to Moses and Aaron and they said, Ye have killed the people of God. As if Moses and Aaron were the cause of all the deaths of these people. Oh, this was not true, my hearers. And when this took place, we find Moses and Aaron falling on their faces again, entreating God that he would not visit the congregation for their sins. But God already had struck. The plague already had begun. People were reeling to and fro. People were dying right and left. God came down and witnessed very swiftly, very powerfully. Oh, my hearers, we find Moses and his prayer at this time did not succeed. And he commanded Aaron, his brother, to take a censer and to put incense therein and to run into the midst of the congregation and make an atonement for the people so that the plague would be stayed. And we find Aaron, the high priest, doing as Moses commanded him. He ran into the midst of the people. They were dying right and left, falling on his right and on his left hand. And it could have struck him likewise. But he made an atonement. He offered up incense, and it was accepted, and the plague was stayed. 14,700 creatures died in this plague where God speaks so powerfully amongst the Israelites. Oh, what an awful catastrophe this was, my hearers. So many had died the day before, and now so many died of the congregation because of their sins. Oh, we see in this, my hearers, a beautiful emblem of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Aaron coming into the midst of this congregation and the plague running through it, we see Christ. Oh, that blessed Jesus. He came down into this world. There's a plague here, my hearers. Oh, sin is the plague, and sin has taken so many lives. And is still taking so many lives. People are reeling to and fro. People are dying on our right and on our left hand. And now Aaron went in and made an atonement. And our blessed Jesus, he came into this world and he made an atonement for sin. He is set between God and the sinner.
is set between death and life. Oh, he is the only mediator between God and man. Oh, he and his precious sacrifice is the only remedy for your soul and my soul. And we all are infected with this plague, my hearers, and sin has brought death into the world, and death has passed upon all men, for all have sinned. All we see death coming even upon children. All there are graves the length of the body of a child, but there are also graves the length of human beings of full stature. The young and old die because of sin. Or even infants sometimes, as I taught Tuesday night, or they die in the womb. They do not even get a cradle to lie in. They come into the world into a coffin. Death, the consequence of sin. And death, my hero.